And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said rescue efforts in Dnipro would continue as long as there was any chance of finding survivors after a Russian missile hit an apartment building on Saturday. Zelensky said 30 people were listed as dead, including one child of 15. Zelensky said more than 30 were reported missing. Addressing them in their own language, Zelensky also said Russians who failed to condemn the attack were cowardly. At least 68 people were killed on Sunday when a domestic flight crashed in Nepal, the country's civil aviation authority said, in the worst air crash in three decades in the small Himalayan nation. Video appeared to show the aircraft flying low to the ground before crashing. Another video shows rescue workers scouring the hillside where the Yeti Airlines flight carrying 70 people from the capital Kathmandu went down. Rescue workers were scrambling around broken sections of the aircraft. Anti-poverty group Oxfam says companies making big profits as inflation surges should face windfall taxes to help cut global inequality. That's one of the recommendations in a report the group released Monday as the World Economic Forum's annual meeting of political and business elites gets underway in the Swiss ski resort of Davos. Oxfam also says over the past 2 years, the world's super-rich 1% have gained nearly twice as much wealth as the remaining 99% combined. This is VOA News. The officially recognized baptism site of Jesus drew thousands to Jordan on Friday, Dale Gavlik reports from Jordan.
The area has been commemorated as the site of Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist. But over the years, Roman and Byzantine churches, a monastery, hermit caves, and baptismal pools were destroyed by earthquakes and the river's flooding, and the location became uncertain. Starting 25 years ago, after the area between Jordan and Israel was cleared of landmines from Arab-Israeli conflicts, archaeological discoveries reaffirmed the traditional site. Jordan now wants to develop an adjacent area to provide more services to visitors, enabling them to have a longer stay, but it needs funding. Dale Gavlik for VOA News, Bethany Beyond the Jordan.
U.S. President Joe Biden celebrated the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. in a Sunday service at Atlantic's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the civil rights leader once preached. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Speaking from the pulpit about MLK, Biden says democracy is at a perilous moment.
Dr. King's life and legacy show us the way we should pay attention.
Biden cited King's I Have a Dream speech calling for equality for all.
And it's still the task of our time to make that dream a reality because it's not there yet.
The president closed by asking MLK's question to the nation, where do we go from here?
When we choose democracy over autocracy, a beloved community over chaos, when we choose believers in the dreams.
And he says Dr. King's path was always keeping the faith. I'm Julie Walker.
More rain and snow fell during the weekend in storm-battered California, making travel dangerous and prompting new evacuation orders over flooding concerns along a swollen river near California's capital, Sacramento. Bands of thunderstorms with gusty winds started Saturday in the north and spread south, with yet another atmospheric river storm following close behind Sunday. More snow was expected in the Sierra Nevada. Dry days are in this week's forecast for California starting Tuesday. China's chief diplomat is visiting Cairo for talks with Egyptian and Arab League officials. He was in Egypt Sunday on the last stop of his tour of the resource-rich African continent, where Beijing has invested heavily in infrastructure and consolidating its footprint. The foreign minister met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and separately with his Egyptian counterpart, Sameh Shoukry, to discuss Sino-Egyptian relations and developing Chinese tourism to the country. I'm Joe Ramsey.